The concerns over the WTO with today's accent on agriculture. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Farmers both in the U.S. and Europe are concerned about changes in world trade rules. USDA's Brenda Curtis reports.
Agriculture Secretary Mike Johanns has been spending lots of time on the road this year listening to what U.S. farmers think about future farm policy. Some farmers are content with the status quo.
If it's not broke, don't fix it.
That's Tennessee farmer David Templeton. However, with the upcoming world trade talks, the status quo is unlikely to happen because any new farm bill is likely to have to contain reductions in trade-distorting farm subsidies. And the European Union has now put a new proposal to the WTO of its own that would cut the EU's trade-distorting agricultural subsidies by 70% and a total elimination of all farm export support by an agreed date. However, as with farmers in the United States, not all European farmers are in favor of cutting support payments. During a recent trip to Germany, I talked to German third-generation farmer Hans Wolfgarten, who grows several different crops.
Approximately 30% sugar beets, 35% winter 25% winter barley.
The rest of the interview was conducted through a translator from the U.S. Embassy, and the translator said Wolfgarten is very concerned about any cuts to European farm support payments.
I have major concerns about the future of my farm, and I have in particular concerns if at the next WTO negotiations further liberalization of the markets will be decided and further reductions of subsidies will be required.
So maybe what is really needed is a better understanding of each other's concerns and needs, and more farmer-to-farmer exchange programs need to take place. In Washington, reporting for the Department of Agriculture, I'm Brenda Curtis.
WTO trade talks will continue next month in Hong Kong. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.